So of course, if you're going to be at the carnival all day, you'll need something to eat. And Michael H has, for several occasions now, had his own food stall at the carnival. Here he tells me all about his experiences while working at the carnival. Michael, you, for many, many years, ran a very well-established and popular Caribbean cafe stroke takeaway in the Manchester 16 area. But as a sideline, you also used to do outside catering. And I believe for a number of years, you were a regular at Alec Park Carnival, Moss Side Carnival. Can you tell me a little bit about how many times or what years you had your salt stall set up there?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not the best with the remembering dates and stuff, you know. But I do remember that when I was on Carnival FM, remember Carnival FM? That used to be on for a month.
That was a long time ago, yeah. That was one of those restricted license, wasn't it? One of those
That's right, yeah. Well, I actually played on all those, you know. He restricted the license stations for a month. It was Carnival FM, the ones for Black History Month and so on. Well, I remember I catered at the carnival a couple of times when I was on Carnival FM. So you think I'm thinking going back to probably about 2009 or so, if my memory serves me right, because I opened my place in 1998. A few years after before I, you know, first catered at the carnival. But because I remember Carnival FM because I actually did something where I told the listeners that the first 10 that came to my stall can have two meals for the price of one. I did that on my show on Carnival FM and said, you have to give me your names on the show so I can take your names down so I know when you turn up, you know, and it did. It did happen, you know, 10 people rang in straight away, actually, because we didn't have text then, it was like the phone. And, so that was one time. And there was another time I did it when I was on Peace FM. And I remember saying to the listeners, okay, I'll be set up right next to the Peace FM tent, you know, in the park.
Yeah.
But that one backfired on me. That definitely backfired because what happened is Peace FM set up at the from Alec Road, yeah? Not Alec Road, sorry, from Yarborough Street entrance. Well, Peace FM set up the far side of the park.
Yeah.
You know, beyond the lake. So it really backfired because I said to the listeners on the air, you know, you're 5 minutes at the Peace FM tent. So that's exactly what I did. But then it got to about, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the evening and I'd hardly done anything. So I'm saying, what's going on? So I said to the lady that was working with me, just hold the fort while I just go and have a look around, you know. When I walked around, all the other caterers had set up before that. There was loads of them. So obviously people were buying from them and never got to me. That particular time, it backfired on me, really, you know, doing that. But I've done it other times where it's been relatively successful, sometimes not so, because I find there's a lot of caterers that, you know, do Manchester Carnival. So depending on where your pitch is, you know, it can work out or not. My fondest memories of Manchester Carnival was before I started catering there, actually, when we used to have, you know, the big artists play there.
Yeah.
We don't get them so much these days. And I saw Steel Pulse there in my I think I was early teens, now probably 17 or something like that. But we don't get them sort of caliber of artists there anymore. But yeah, they're some of my fondest memories.
Did you have chance to enjoy the carnival, or were you so busy working that you didn't really sample anything?
No, when you're working, no. I've enjoyed the carnival when I've been not working, but when you're working, you don't really get to enjoy it because you're stuck in one place, aren't you? So you can't really walk around. So, you know, you can hear the vibes type of thing, but can't enjoy it fully.
And when you're there as a guest, you know, just as a sort of a person just going to enjoy it, do you try other people's food? I mean, as with a critical taste bud, or, you know, or do you think that nobody could stand up to your own high standards?
No, I don't really buy other people's food, you know, Denise, because I'm a chef myself, obviously, you know, and if I've got food there, no, I lie. I have bought other people's food, you know, if I'm somewhere else, like for instance, at Leeds.
Yeah.
I did, you know, when I went just as a, you know, just to enjoy the day, I have bought food there, but I'm not at Manchester when I'm catering, obviously, because, I'm doing the best food in the place anyway.
What I like about you, Michael, is you're so great and so humble at the same time. Obviously, we know it's not just a Caribbean festival because you get people from all walks of life, all different cultures. Do you kind of feel, I won't say the word responsibility, that is a big heavy word, but do you feel it's your opportunity to promote Caribbean heritage? Because you get people coming, oh, what's a dumpling? Do you feel some kind of incentive to educate people who don't know about Caribbean food?
Well, yeah, I mean, as a chef, it's something that, you know, I do anyway. You know, if someone, even when I had my restaurant, if someone came in who was new to the food, I'm that kind of chef anyway. I'll explain things to people. I mean, for instance, ackee and saltfish, a lot of people didn't know it. So I got pictures of it and shown them what it looks like and explained how it's done. And I've even had people who's tried it and loved it and came back in for it on a regular basis. So to answer your question, yeah. That's the sort of chef I am. I would explain to people who, if they show that they're new to the food, I explain to them what it's about, and yeah.